Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Tara Britton. She is the CEO of the Southeastern Indiana YMCA. Good morning to you, Tara.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you in this morning. And one of the things that the Y is many things, but one of which is child care. Now, this is something that you brought up at the recent legislative recap at Ivy Tech that was put on by the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce. In particular, Senator Gene Lysing talking about increasing child care access and affordability. And can you kind of give, for those who were not at the recap, kind of some of the things that you had talked about with Senator Lysing and the crowd in general?
Sure. So we offer a fully licensed child care center at the Y from ages 0 all the way up to age 12. And we are facing many challenges, not only at the Y, but across child care, and not only in our county, in the state, and nationally. This is a focus kind of even up as high as the federal level. So some of the things that we're facing, while we are one of the largest child care providers in the area, it's not unique to us. It's not unique to us as a nonprofit. It's even the for-profit child cares face some of the same things. And that revolves a lot around the affordability of child care and how we want to pay wages to teachers that are living wages, that are great wages, that they can succeed in life and support their family. And to do that, we have to then pass on the fees to the families. And for families to be able to afford that, We have some families that can qualify for vouchers for support from the state of Indiana. It's called CCDF vouchers, and those folks are very well supported from the child care standpoint by the state of Indiana. And then we have families who have high enough significant incomes that they can afford it, and it is not a burden or is not as much of a burden. But what we see the real struggle is that group of families that are in the middle, that are not quite qualify for vouchers, yet don't make quite high enough earnings to support childcare. So when they think about whether they're going to go to work and be out in the workforce, or they're going to stay home with their kids, they have to make a tough decision. And that middle group is kind of where we want to see the state of Indiana and the government kind of focus on how to support not only all of those across the board, but really looking at those folks who are in the middle to have that affordability. And then the other piece to that, Tom, is when you look at the area that we're in, we're in what's considered a child care desert, which means there are far more people needing child care than there are seats available. And a big part of that is the sustainability of child care. Child care providers cannot sustain what they do on a day-to-day, week-to-week, year-to-year basis with some of the fees that they need to charge versus the education requirements and licensing. Some of the other things with that create a barrier to having a child care center. So those are some of the things I talked about with Senator Gene Lysing and the other folks there, just kind of asking where in the agenda for the next session. This being a non-budget year, I recognize that there's going to be maybe more licensure legislative changes as opposed to next year being a budget year and being able to maybe hammer some of those things in the budget year. Just asking where that was at in their mindset at the state level. A big part of that is looking at it's not just a child care problem. This is a workforce development problem. And that is where the state and federal government have really stepped forward to see, okay, now I think we see we have a problem. People can't go to work because they can't afford childcare or they can't find childcare. So this is not just a human services basic childcare need. This is going into workforce development. And then the next piece is going into children who can't get in childcare, get into early learning. They're starting to function, have less function in early literacy and learning. And so we're talking about a multifaceted approach to we have a problem and we need to fix it. And it starts really when the child is born and where their family is going to find child care.
Yeah, and you bring up a really good point, the fact that this is a multi-level, multi-layered issue.
Yes, it is. And that's where I think, you know, it wasn't seen that way for many years. And I think also people see childcare as babysitting or daycare. And that has really shifted the licensing requirements for our teachers to have higher levels of education, to have child development associates degrees and certifications, those requirements, while very great and really important to the teacher's success and development and being successful in the classroom and being a true educator, that creates just more barriers that it's hard to fund that. It's hard to find qualified teachers when you can't pay them the money that you need to pay them. And so, again, all these layers are contributing factors. And I will say there were a few bills that were passed in this last legislative session that have helped with some of those barriers, but there is still a long way to go.
And is this something that has just been in recent years, or has this been something that's really seemed to develop over time?
As I kind of said, I think it is something that has long been an issue, but I do think that the pandemic exacerbated it. And I think that because there were many childcare centers that had to close and did not reopen, and that made it even more scrunched with less seats available, more families needing it. There was a childcare center in Sunman that closed during the pandemic and never reopened. They stayed closed. And that, again, is a need that when you look at how do we bring people back to work, how do we bring people out of their homes and not staying home to work, or maybe businesses are trying to get people to come back into the office, they can't do that. So I think the pandemic really exacerbated it, but I don't think this is just a new issue. It's just now been much more focused, and people are seeing it outside of, hey, it's just a daycare. They're seeing it now expand to being that workforce and that early literacy and learning, and it's translating into school issues as well.
Yeah, I kind of figured that it would be the pandemic that was driving a lot of this, and all the after effects of that. But as far as the Southeastern Indiana YMCA, how are things going as far as your organization's child care?
Our child care is strong. We have an amazing group of teachers and educators who they care about the kids. They want to see them succeed, and they want to be a part of the community. We are doing some really great things. There is a summer camp. We've always had summer camp, but we're having a great partnership with the Girl Scout group here locally. They're letting us go over to the Girl Scout house over off of Park Avenue for the entire summer, and we're going to call it Camp Elon. And Elon stands for something around the oak tree and strength and in that foundation. And the oak trees obviously are known in the area for their strength, and Batesville and the area is known for that. So we're excited to have a new spin on summer camp, new for us, and kind of getting back to the roots of nature. And then we're also partnering with the Batesville Community School Corporation to take on the Latchkey After School program. So we're calling that YPAC. So we are really looking to continue partnerships, continue growth, continue to see where we can fill needs in the community that, you know, the childcare area is very strong for us, and other organizations are like, this isn't really my thing. So how can we partner with the Y to get the experts to do that? So we have a lot of great things, but that hasn't come without struggle, and that hasn't come without a lot of support from other people in the community.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Southeastern Indiana YMCA CEO Tara Britton right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Tara Britton. She is the CEO at the Southeastern Indiana YMCA. And, of course, we had some pretty heavy stuff, heady stuff there in the first segment. But I want to lighten things up a little bit, Tara. And you talk about some of the things that are going on at the Y.
Yes, we have a lot going on. We're in the middle of a spring session programming right now. Swim lessons, gymnastics, ninjastics, There's a youth pickleball series and just a lot of fun things going on, some newer stuff for us. We have a second kind of shorter session of swim lessons that'll be kicking off here in the middle of April. So if the longer session wouldn't fit in somebody's schedule, we have a nice shorter one. We have some really amazing things, as I said earlier, on summer camp. Summer camp registration is now open to the community. The YPAC, the after-school program at Batesville Community Schools, is open. Our kids club program registration is open. There is just a lot of great things going on around the youth and youth serving organizations. The other piece is we have kind of a newer program for small group training for adults who want the personal training effect or the feel, but don't want the one-on-one, because the one-on-one is a little higher priced, but don't want the bigger groups of a group exercise class. So they might want 6 to 8 people, maybe their small group of friends. And we've got a few great instructors. Nikki Kaiser, she's kind of leading that group right now. She does an excellent, excellent job. So we're really excited about not only what's going on with our childcare, with the youth programs, but even some things going forward with the adults.
Right. And of course, we talked about the public in general, but and then something that I always catches my attention, Tara, is the SOAR Award, which goes out to staff members. If you can explain that program a little bit, please.
Yeah. So the SOAR Award was started by the previous CEO and board, and it stands for Service, Outstanding Service, Awards and Recognition. So we recognize our staff. It's a YMCA staff person, and it can be anybody, part-time or full-time, that has maybe, you know, a long length of service, or they have done something great in within the Y or within the community on behalf of the Y, or they've served a program, come up with new ideas. And so our staff have the opportunity, they're nominated by other staff. And then they are recognized at our board meetings monthly, and the board of directors presents them with a nice little ornament that we partner with the Tim Weberding Workshop Woodworking to get that. And it's just a really great opportunity for people outside of the Y to see what some of the staff, even some of the part-time staff, are doing within the Y.
And a lot of the comments I tend to see in those, Tara, happen to be about how this person is a ball of fire,
yes,
full of energy, or they go beyond above and beyond the call. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, we've had a couple of people over the last year be recognized for 20 to 25 years of service. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. The Y's only been open for almost 31 years. Some of those people have been there almost since the beginning. And then we have staff who just really take the next level of care for, whether it's the kids in child care, or Susan was one of our recent honorees from a water fitness instructor. She does such an amazing job with her water fitness participants. She welcomes new ones in. She genuinely just loves the people in her class. And those are the kinds of people that we want at the Y, and we love to see serve and serve others.
And two, it's also a nice incentive for the staff.
It is. It's a nice little incentive, and they get a nice little Christmas ornament. So it's cute.
All right. And then as far as some folks who may not have taken advantage of the Y and your services and so forth, how can they go about getting some more information?
So you can go to our website at siymca.org. Click on the membership tab. You'll find all the information you need. You can call into the Y at 812-934-6006, or you can stop into the Welcome Center and be welcomed in by one of our amazing staff. Take a tour. Just get to know the Y and learn how it can fit you, because there are so many opportunities. It is not just for kids. It is not just for the 30-somethings. It's for young families, and moms and dads need a break, and you can take your kids to Child Watch, or for our senior adults who come in and do the Euchre Club every Monday for 2 or 3 hours. I feel like it keeps expanding. And so really looking at wellness as a whole for you. It doesn't have to be looking at us just for the physical wellness. It's emotional, it's social. It really is kind of all-encompassing to who you are. So come in and see us. We'd be happy to have you.
And to kind of back that up, I mean, I see all ages on the walking track. I mean,
yes,
all ages, wide range.
Yes. We have strollers all the way to folks who are using walkers and are, you know, going on the track or even in our Parkinson's boot camp class. So We have a very wide range and can serve all.
All right. So once again, Tara, the website and phone number, please.
www.siymca.org, or our phone number is 812-934-6006.
All right, Tara Britton, anything else that we didn't cover that you feel we should get out to our listeners?
No, I think we covered a lot today, Tom. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Well, Tara Britton, CEO of the Southeastern Indiana YMCA, thank you for coming in. Stay well, and hopefully we can call you again in the future.
Yes, thank you.